Sitting on a truffet, puffing on the best cut buds, trying to get butt from Miss Muffet. Me and Teddy Ruxpin stirring up a ruckus, egging all the houses, smashing all the pumpkins. Suck a dick butt kiss, chumps can't funk with the punk kids. Ashcroft be the king of the blumpkins. Any Tim Duncan, spur of the moment. Let the whole world know I'm on shit. Jump ship quick, tell a friend that I'm dumb sick. Spit fungus, that'll grow from a dung trip. Twist to a front flip, son, that was some trick. Watch all the dumb chicks pump when I bump this. Kinda like the blonde Bob Saget. Ash can get nasty. Pass me a blunt and some Captain. Chilling with an Ashley. Heading to the mall. Sitting in the back seat, getting jerked off. 10 feet tall with the balls of a matador. Doormatted whore with your words, heard that before. Poor metaphor, pedicure, get your feet fixed. Walk in my shoes for a few, you gon' need it. Yeah, get your wee fit to practice your freeze with. Need a few weeks before you can compete with. Razor Ramon flow, oh so strong.
Today, it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact Normal.
Mario Kart skills are outrageous. Play me any day and I'll be the best racist. Wait, no, erase it. Meant to say eraser. Trade it in my cell phone for a new pager. Take off your Bluetooth now.com. I'm at the grocery store with hot moms. About 35 with at least 2 kids. We can make out while my friend babysits. All up in your fridge eating leftover shit. Tuna sandwich, butterscotch crimpets. Cheetos be my choice of chip. I enjoy for a bit. Take a sip from my Simpson and split. Roll that J up, was it roll? Yeah, roll it up. Hair like a troll doll, basketball shorts on. Yeah, I'm a dork, but I'm still holding court. Ball up, baller. Y'all take too long, get dolled up. Give a fuck if I look like I just woke up. Who am I trying to impress? Honey in the sundress with the breast luscious. Just sent me a text. OMG, you're the B-E-S. If you're trying to have sex, I'm the best at it.
Look at it. to it gone. God might choose, but I don't buy.
My ideas are mine when I begin to write. In my sleep, I'll be thinking about beats and
getting on a mic and busting some tweets.
But you're crazy fucking friends that you never even seen before.
What a microphone mic and I can find at the good score.
I don't scuffle the scuffle, just grin as I walk by.
Take the time to ride for a girl I had talked by.
Down to papaya, down with the revolution.
Always with my titles to the sofa pollution.
Well, I can do the thing
about it, duke in the spank. Gotta feed the funky fish on the funky fish tank.
I sell my house, I'm a car, and I sell my stuff.
WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George, sitting here in the studio at your little favorite location off North Greensboro, doing this little thing called micro-based, community-based, volunteer-driven radio. I do this every Thursday. My name is Furious George. Not really, but that's what I go by. My last name is George, and I am Furious, so yes, really. I like to spin underground hip-hop and old-school stuff and just basically have fun on Thursday nights as we enter the weekend for those who work. And for those who are offended by cuss words and references to being crazy, you might be offended by the show, so you should turn off the radio. For everybody else, this is community-based radio. I'm Furious. I do it every Thursday, so you know what this is about. For those on the West Coast listening through, of course, through Freak Radio on Mondays at 1, I salute you for doing micro-based, pirate-driven, or at least micro-driven, if you don't like the pirate moniker. We appreciate those who do this radio thing, despite the fact that unelected officials tell them not to. Anyway, people are walking by our offices here, pointing and waving. This is community radio. I love it. There in the background, some crazy clips I got from this group called Fly Low. Started before that with old school Beastie Boys, Check Your Head, Finger Licking. And then began everything off with this fun. I mean, I don't know who this guy is yet. I have to admit, I just don't know who he is. But his name is Ash Roth. It's kind of a fun, younger, authentic hip-hop artist. Rapper. He's got some fun lyrics, crazy-ish. So what are we going to do? I'm going to pretend I have something queued up next, and we'll go over to this fun loop I have in the background. But before that, just to let you know, if you want to, you know, have any more requests, like DJ Big Bass, I forget your official DJ name, but before me, DJ Bass, we will... We have already satisfied many of your requests, clearly. But more importantly, if anybody else out there has requests and you're listening through the old school style radio thing, you're local and you want to make a local call, 929-9601, we'll take the requests. I mean, the DJ before me had some really cool requests, and I had all of them. So I feel like I'm ready to take some requests. But more importantly, if you are on the newer approach to radio through the web, and who knows, I have folks listening through literally all across the world, from France, Indonesia, Germany, Russia, Africa. Oh, Africa, continent. Tell that to more importantly, I do it every Thursday. It's fun. It's kind of like breaking down different pieces of the media, the news. That's redundant, but where are we going? We're going to have fun. Stick around for the next 50 minutes. Promise, I'll be furious. We'll be right back.
Felt instantly after having smoked some grass, or an hour after having eaten it. Usually, you creep slowly into a stone condition, inch by inch, sliding upward, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the mid.
Drink Miller Lite on Thirsty Thursday and Tuesday night ice, and I can get pizza a dollar a slice. So fill up my cup, let's get fucked up. I'm next on the table, who want what? I am champion at beer pong. Allen Iverson, Hakeem Olajuwon. Don't even bounce, not in my house. Better hope you make it, otherwise you naked. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I can say is, that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Hey,
I love drinking.
Hey,
I love women. Can't tell you what I learned from school, but I can tell you a story or two. Yeah, of course I learned some rules, like don't pass out with your shoes on, and don't leave the house till the booze gone, and don't have sex if she's too gone. When it comes to condoms, put two on, then tomorrow night find a new joint, hold the beer bong. Nothing wrong with some fun, even if we did get a little bit too drunk. Time isn't wasted when you're getting wasted. Woke up today and all I could say is that party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
I wish we taped it.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke my weed, but my good friends is all I need. Pass out at 3, wake up at 10, go out to eat, then do it again. Man, I love college. If everybody would please put their drink as high as they can. As high as they can, and repeat after me. Chug, 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 chug. Freshman, 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 freshman. Do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy, do something crazy. Keg stand. I love it.
That party last night.
All right, everybody. I gotta head back to class for a little bit.
That party last night was awfully crazy. I wish we taped it.
You know what's going down.
I danced my ass off and had this one girl completely naked. Drink my beer and smoke.
You're all invited.
My weed, but my good friends.
Bring your friends.
All I need. Pass out at 3. Wake up at 10. Go out to eat. Ooh, then do it again. Man, I love college.
Do I really have to graduate, or can I just stay here for the rest of my life?
States government is offering reward for information that prevents an international terrorist act again.
Half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have stuck on its way down, but I can see the object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor. At least not meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder.
But they refuse to stop funneling billions every week from the U.S. Treasury to subsidize the slaughter, the sending and the deployment and the maintenance of U.S. troops.
Stop and think about it. Information about suspicious activities involving aircraft, about stolen explosives or
biological. We can't stop paying for them. Well, that's a perpetual argument for more war and against withdrawal from a war based on absolute deception.
What's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheet is, well, I've never seen anything like the color is sort of yellowish white. Curious. now. I'm pledging close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep it back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please? While the police are pushing the crowd back. Here's Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmot, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that stopped in your backyard? Step closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmot.
Information about suspicious activities involving aircraft, about stolen explosives or biological materials, about letters or packages. It all could add up to preventing a terrorist act. Now do something about it. Call Rewards for Justice at 1-800-US-REWARDS.
Listen to the radio, kind of halfway.
Yes, Mr. Willett, and then you saw something.
Mail at rewardsforjustice.net.
I heard something.
And what did you hear?
Go for a reward.
The
mail will remain.
The sincere and
service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of State.
Of concerned Americans. They need reason much more than they need emotion. They must have a practical solution and not a concoction of wishful thinking.
We pack and deliver.
century has gone out of his way to say that he wanted peace and wanted to avoid war.
I pledged in my campaign for the presidency to end the war.
Even while ordering military action.
Look at that. From behind that hill, smoke, flame right up to the sky. And listen, do you hear what I hear?
I shall establish the fourth Reich, which shall rule the world for 10,000 years.
I want peace as much as you do.
up a sweat. It was a royal little song.
But the best was yet to come as we listen to
Radioactive.
You ain't down. You bet that heck
beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill. Evidently, there's some difficulty with our field transmission. However, we will return to that point at the earliest opportunity. In the meantime, we have a late bulletin from San Diego, California. Professor Endelkofer, speaking at a dinner of the California Astronomical Society, expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances on the surface of the planet. We continue now with our piano interval.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been handed a message that came in from Grover's Mill by telephone. Just one moment, please.
I think it's 95%.
You, at this point, right now, tonight, don't see any other option but war. To you.
Send us over there, guys.
Listening to General Montgomery Smith, commanding the state militia at Trenton. In the meantime, further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in. The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault, crawled back in their pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the firemen to recover the bodies and extinguish the fire. The combined fire departments of Mercer County are fighting the flames which menace the entire countryside. We have been unable to establish any contact with our mobile unit at Grover's Mill. But we hope to be able to return you there at the earliest possible moment. In the meantime, we take you to... Just one moment, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just been informed that we have finally established communication with an eyewitness of the tragedy. Professor Pearson has been located at a farmhouse near Grover's Mill, where he has established an emergency...
Time out or lights out.
Lights
get
out.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Now,
need some motivation.
You
need to know your place.
You need it.
Fall back or get called out. Know what I'm saying?
You need some motivation.
You need it.
You need to know your place.
You need it.
Fall back or get called out. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, you didn't know, but it go.
Right.
Open up your blinds, let the light shine through. It's Dell with the IQ of Einstein. The final equation, elated to rhyme to the audience. Haters can't relate, they be trying to start arguments. All the fools marked for death, and they toe get tagged. When the flow dispatch, it make foes relax. And think about it a second before I even touch the mic, and that's without a suggestion. Start counting your blessings. I'm clowning you peasants who be doubting my message. Your style's not impressive, I'm using my time wisely. Nothing can slide by me. Fools try me, then at the end be like, why me? Why not? I can see a blind spot. Birds try to jog, they could go find the flock. Time is on the clock, but not a second to watch. Gotta fly, synchronized on the dot, ready or not. Get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Right now.
Why wait, why debate, get it right now.
Why wait,
will they put me on timeout or lights out?
Lights
get out. It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right
get
now.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
Right now.
Why wait, why debate, get it right now.
Why
wait, they put me on timeout or lights out?
Lights
get
out.
It right, get it now, get it right now.
I'm taking this shit back to the essence.
If anybody wanna talk shit, I got a message. Yourself or your health will be lessened. Depleting like an energy ball, cause you be stressing. Stupidness.
up in my business. Get his ass up out of here before I start flipping. Like channels on a remote control, I don't condone fools on the mic who can't hold their own. I'm on the throne. Zone with me is the ticket to the next situation. Getting explicit, now picture it. Physical evidence gone, I'll be acquitted. Getting funky with the linguistics, that's tradition. Inflicting a pain on perpetrators, wishing to slip in my position, but nah, good riddance. If you didn't ship in, you can't get a bit of this. Deliberate backstabbing, that shit's ridiculous. B.I., get it right, get it now, get it right now. Right now. My way, why the bait, get it right now. Wait for they put me on time out or lights out. Lights get out. It right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Right now. Why wait, why the bait, get it right now. Yeah, bitch, I'm around forever. X marks the spot, now go find the treasure. Funk fatality, battle me, you catching a blizzard. I got allergies affected by you whack-ass niggas. Let me go and get bread, spit hot lead, spread the gospel. Topple you fools that wanna pop so much shit. Fuck it, time for me to flush it. Do the people justice, rock my production. My hoes be lusted, no, you can't touch him. Follow his instructions, no, he ain't fucking. Indestructible, walk into the session. Soon as I catch the groove, it's impressive. Dilapidate your crew, niggas fake as you. I can't relate to you. This is for the real people that take the truth and ingest it. Let it radiate in the soul and manifest it. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. My way, by the bay, get it right now. Before they put me on timeout or lights out. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. My way, by the bay, get it right now. Before they put me on timeout or lights out. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now.
All the other channels.
Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now. Get it right, get it right now. Get it right now. Get it right, get it now, get it right now.
Yes, sir. Request permission to be candid. Granted, I don't think we can handle.
a style so rancid. He flipped it like matter, did an old jazz standard. Don't mind me, I wrote this rhyme lightly off of two or three heinies. And boy, was they fine, G. One black, one Spanish, one Chinese. It keeps the woody shiny around like a pine tree. Don't sign me, I'm about to get a mill without him. Crowd him off the shelf, he's the villain. And what about him? So, man, he's a jerk and you don't know him. Mad how he expand work but won't show him. Poor guys, what a sight for old soul four eyes. Now hook me with two apple pies and a small fries. All rise, so far odd as a ruple. So raw, break it down and make quadruple. It's crucial, you can see it in his pupil. And this time when he get it, he'll waste it on something useful. Like getting juiced off a juice, juice of cokey. Keep it low key, known to pull a okie dokie. Silly goose, doom is too dokey. Damn, he couldn't use a room or a hokey. E-gads, he got a mustache to start e-fags. True that, she bad, I wonder do she come with e-fags. What a call, what a real butterball. Either I get a strike or strike out gutter ball. Rocket like gear for the four with nice inside pockets prepared for the brawl. Yeah, y'all, you can say it's an earful. Beware, do not touch Mike, be careful. And just like he said, I could have told you. MF, the holder of a boulder, money folder.
Hey, money, nigga.
Money folder.
We'll be right back.
sitting in for Clifford Baines, who was never that great of a host anyway. Scientists at a remote laboratory in Phoenix announced this week they have bioengineered a race of 75-foot-tall, extremely strong crabs to assist with large construction projects. An op-ed in the New York Times says, quote, "We have absolutely no reason to be worried about these giant crabs at all." And they do seem as if they'll be very helpful, don't they?
Yes, I don't see why we should be concerned. The scientists who created these huge super crabs have promised there's no way for them to get out of their constraints and turn on their human masters.
Yeah, I trust the scientists. Yes. They know what they're doing.
You know, these crabs are going to be great for America's construction projects, because I've read these crabs are so strong that they can lift and throw objects as large as cars and passenger
trains. Absolutely. And, you know, the acid that the crabs shoot from their mouths up to 300 yards.
Wow.
That is going to be so helpful in melting down loose debris on construction sites.
The Wall Street Journal thinks that they are going to be a huge boost to the economy.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see the headlines now. Giant crabs descend upon Detroit, rebuild failing infrastructure, and revitalize downtown.
That would be
right?
So grand.
As I'm sure you read, the crab's inventor, Dr. Lester Murdoch, told Time magazine, "My army of super crabs will change the world forever. All shall know the name of Dr. Lester Murdoch."
You know, it was so inspiring the way he found success after that horrible military accident.
Oh,
that left him needing to robotic claw for a hand. It would have made anybody else bitter and vengeful, but not him. He went on to give us giant, marvelous crabs.
But some people aren't so sure. There's a letter to the editor in the Washington Post today from a mild-mannered mathematician with an attractive female assistant, saying that we should be very careful not to allow our hubris to make us think that we can ever totally control nature.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I've had enough of these naysayers.
Oh, they just love stopping progress.
And the research has shown that these crabs are unusually intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the baby crab that solved the Rubik's Cube that a security guard had left on the table? That's a smart crab.
Phenomenal.
Leslie, you're going to see the first public unveiling of the largest of the crabs tomorrow, the queen crab in New York City. Is that right?
Yes. We'll be crowded into the thousands down there in Times Square.
You are the luckiest person.
Well, thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography.
I'm sure the crabs are going to love all that attention.
Respected Australian researcher. He is submitting his report for publication today, but it already has scientists all over the world talking. It is an intriguing question. What if the swine flu virus that has killed 61 people and spread to 30 countries was not something that occurred in nature, but was instead man-made in a laboratory? That is the question that Dr. Adrian Gibbs is raising. He's a respected scientist who was involved in the research that led to the development of Tamiflu. He claims the new swine flu virus might have been accidentally created in a lab by scientists using eggs to grow viruses and make new vaccines.
Tomorrow, the queen crab in New York City, is that right?
Yes, we'll be crowded into the thousands down there in Times Square.
You are the luckiest
person. Well, thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography.
Did you hear about the baby crab that solved the Rubik's Cube that a security guard had left on the table?
What?
The smart crab.
Phenomenal.
Leslie.
It might be some simple error that has not been recognized.
The World Health Organization is investigating his claim right now. However, here in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control says it has reviewed Dr. Gibbs' report and says there's no evidence to support it, a conclusion many experts we spoke to found very comforting.
Technically, it's plausible, but not likely.
In this case, I'm not concerned that this virus represents anything other than a naturally occurring mixture of viruses.
The first public unveiling of the largest of the crabs tomorrow, the queen crab in New York City. Is that right?
Yes, we'll be crowded into the thousands down there in Times
you
Square.
You are the luckiest person.
Thank you all.
Oh, my baby, she's a dirty dog and she know it.
Escaping from lab. After all, it happened with foot and mouth disease in England. Again, experts we spoke to said security and regulations at labs have been getting tougher and better all the time.
The lab,
you are the luckiest person.
Thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography. I'm sure
you're going to see the first public unveiling of the largest of the crabs tomorrow, the queen crab in New York City. Is that right?
Yes. We'll be crowded into the thousands down there in Times Square.
You are the luckiest person.
Well, thank you. We're all going to be cheering. There's going to be a lot of flash photography.
I'm sure.
Okay, okay. I'm having too much fun. There. In the background is, well, music is Ad Nauseam. Check him out. His newer album, Priest Will Explode. And I've also been playing clips from The Onion, which is fake news, but also ABC, which is real news about swine flu and the Tamiflu developer saying that it's an bioengineered escaped virus. We do this every Thursday because it's fun and we get to kind of play with these little knobs and buttons and play some fun music in the background. And every once in a while, I'll play some fun, crazy new stuff that I kind of dig this dude. He's in the spirit of kind of old school Beastie Boys, just fun lyrics and craziness, but also conscious stuff. So anyway, I'm replacing this Asher Roth last album called Sour Patch Kids off his Passed Out in the Bread Aisle or something. Oh, that's the new album. Anyway, I'm Furious George. I'll be back next Thursday. Thanks for listening to Micropower Community Based Radio. Radio. I'm Furious. Community Based Radio. Radio.
We're last day children.
In the islands drinking wine with their wives like everything is fine, denying that they fighting for their lives every night to survive since the beginning of time. I can't believe the evil that feeds off the so-called American dream. Lies in the seat make all the Americans seem like blood-sucking, money-hungry fiends. But money doesn't mean a damn thing to me. I just want to be, I want to be free. But unfortunately, a fortune is what you need, cause the Fortune 500's run the country. It's one company, if you're not accompanied, would you mind grabbing me a cup of tea? If we go hungry in our own country, I wonder what it's like living in Hungary. Yeah, it isn't funny when it's coming, it's about to get ugly. Streets turn to a game of rugby. Yeah, take it all. It rain hundreds. Is it just me or is that some dumb shit? Yo, what the fuck, ho hum, little dumb shit. Let's go. I know you can think of something. Donate your dollars, raise a dollar, help a mother, save a father. Cause poverty is probably our biggest problem. And it ain't gonna stop with Obama. To save the world, we must start at the bottom.
Take me away. Take me away from here.